Welcome to This Is So Nerdy, a podcast where we talk about a mix of pop culture and online business. I'm Jess.
And I'm Amy. And while we may be hardworking business owners, we're also nerdy and love to fangirl over all the things we love.
It's our last episode of 2023.
What? How are we already here?
I know. And if you're listening and you're like, what? We're taking a little holiday break. Both of us treasure a break and
yes, we are time firm off in our boundaries.
We are good about our boundaries. And so while some people would be like, you just started this podcast, I'd be like, a break is a break. So
yeah,
we're going to talk.
Breaks are good for us, Jess. Like, and it'll keep the people wanting more from us.
I know. So we're going to send you off with a little Christmas episode, and then we'll be back full force in 2024. Yeah. But, you know, soak it up. Go back and listen to the episodes that you missed. I've had several friends who have listened, and some of them are like, oh, I only was able to listen to this episode or that episode. But they all have been like, I thought it was so interesting. Like, I didn't know X, Y, and Z about whatever.
Yeah.
So
I have a friend here where we live. She's in the worship ministry here. And she's like, I listen to you every morning and I want to text you every morning at 6:30. And I'm like, you know what? Text me. I'm up at 6:30. Just text me at 6:30.
I do. Sorry.
It's fine. I love it. I love that people are listening and connecting, because these are some very interesting topics that we've covered, and we have a lot of really cool topics coming up for 2024. So I'm real pumped.
We might tease some of them later before we sign off. I might.
Let's do.
Okay. Okay. So talking about Christmas, doing some Christmas research. Did you know Christmas is the third most popular holiday, not the first or second?
Okay. No, I did not know that. But now I want to know, like, tell me what one and two are. How is Christmas three?
I know. I was like, wait, I'm sorry. What? Again, what? This was according to like one article, like whatever. It was some like stat. I don't know. But Thanksgiving is number one.
Of course, because it's Amy Cole's favorite holiday.
I thought you would enjoy that.
I knew it.
Memorial Day is number two. And I thought that was very strange.
That is very strange. Is it because it's the kickoff to summer season?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Wow.
It didn't really expand on why. It just told me. And I was like,
okay. Yeah, both of us stopped to think.
Okay. I'm like,
so is it Christmas or is it holidays? Because now I'm sitting here, now the strategy side of my brain is going wild. Is it because like we have different types of celebrations in the holiday? Like we have Hanukkah, we have all these different religions that celebrate. So is it just Christmas or is it the season of the holidays? Now I'm curious.
I mean, it only said Christmas specifically, so I don't.
That makes me wonder if that's why.
Yeah, it
might
be. Because
not everybody celebrates Christmas the way that, you know, like you and I would celebrate Christmas.
Right.
And that's interesting to me. Like, is that be the reason why it would?
That might be why.
Maybe I will do more marketing research on that, because that's very, that is extremely interesting, because I thought it would for sure be number one.
Yeah. I'm not I don't dislike Christmas. Christmas is hard for me because my mom passed away in December. So like, and even before that, like, of course I enjoyed Christmas, but I don't know. I've just never been like a gung-ho like Christmas person.
Yeah, me either.
A friend asked me a few weeks ago in like a group chat, like didn't ask me specifically, but asked us. And then I was saying something about like, oh, I'm not a huge like Christmas person. I hate Christmas music. Yeah. I don't like Christmas movies, like all this stuff. And she was like, what's your favorite holiday? And I said, my birthday.
I have always said my birthdays. This is why we're besties, Jess.
I know.
I've always said my birthday is my favorite because I feel like it's the only time. I'm a mom and a wife and I'm everybody's everything. And
yeah,
I feel like it's the only day I get kind of to myself and I'm the one that gets.
And I'm just like, sure, I enjoy Thanksgiving. I enjoy Halloween. I enjoy 4th of July, but like none of them am I like, like I'm so excited and counting down and like I just
I feel that deeply. On just a quick side note, if anybody's hearing me, I have been very sick. I know that
she has.
Jess and Aaron recorded in my place last week, so if you hear me hack along, just know 'tis the season. I've been sick literally for like 3.5-4 weeks.
Yeah.
And I cannot break it. So yes, I sound like a full grown teenage boy with my voice down in the floor.
And I'm still like a little bit stuffy from my Thanksgiving cold. So we're just
we're pressing in, Jess.
We're doing it.
But can I just say that's also why I hate Christmas? Because everybody always gets
sick.
Yep. Everybody's always sick. And also, you know, I'm a worship pastor's wife and Christmas music, literally, we start that in August. Like I've been singing Christmas music since August.
What?
And I don't. Yeah. Yeah. I had to learn 20 pieces for New York when we sang at Carnegie. And I've had to learn 13 pieces for our Golden House Christmas here in town. That doesn't count Christmas Eve services that I've got to learn music for or Christmas Day. None of that. And so I loathe with a capital L Christmas music. I do not enjoy it. I dread it. I'm a weirdo. I don't enjoy it at all.
Because I'm with you.
I don't listen to it. People laugh all the time. They're like, don't you listen to it? I'm like, no, we turn off if we're decorating, we'll just turn on like soft piano music. Like mm-hmm. That's not Christmassy. Just like something that's still very like sentimental, but I do not want to listen to any of that.
Yeah.
Don't play that for me.
And the only Christmas music I can stand is like piano instrumental music. And it has to be slow, classic Christmas.
Yeah.
I do not want Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on piano.
No, me either. I don't enjoy it. I think, you know, I'm also a trained vocalist. I've sang Christmas music all of my life, and it's just one of those things. You sing the same songs in a different arrangement. Let me just say, every year you learn a different arrangement of it, but you sing it over and over and over again, and so you just get to this point where you're just like, not again, you know, not again, not Silent Night this way, or Hark the Herald this way. Like, I love contemporary music, but when it comes to Christmas stuff, I just get so tired of having to relearn stuff over again. So yeah.
Can I tell you, okay, this is not Christmas related, but I think you're going to find it funny and the listeners.
I'm sure I will.
So I grew up, like I sang in like, we had music class. I did choir.
Yeah.
I even did show choir where you like dance and sing. I know.
Chess? I did not know this about you.
Yes. That was only for like 2 years.
We need to do a number for the people.
No, thank you. I sang solos. Like I started singing solos in like sixth grade and I'm not a singer now. Don't get excited.
I'm so impressed.
Well, you're going to be sad in a second. So I think the last time I sang a solo was like 8th or 9th grade. Anyway, that's my musical background. And Josh is going to hate me. So my husband, Aaron, is also musical. He was in like music class. I don't think he really did choir, but he was a big band person. He did band in college, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it came up a few weeks ago. We were talking something about music and whatever. And I was like, I don't understand directing. And he was like, what do you mean? He's like, they're going to the beat. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But like the entire time I was in choir, I never really knew what, like, I didn't understand the purpose of the director. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like,
there's
I just
so many things
sang the music.
Yeah.
Like, I know the notes and I sang the music and I just followed the tempo of everybody else. And he was like, but they're like, they're telling you when.
There's nuances.
I know.
There's nuances to the music. There's crescendos and decrescendos.
Well,
and,
I get that. Yes. You know,
syncopated rhythms.
And, yeah. Okay. I do like the crescendos and all that. Like, I do that. Obviously, I knew like what that was and paying attention to that. But in terms of like following the rhythm and the beat and like, I could not. Aaron was like, so yeah, I don't think you're a big musical person. Like, I was like, I just don't get it. Like, you just sing the music and it just,
and you don't, because here's what happens. If you don't have somebody conducting the music, it's like a runaway railroad train. Like, it speeds up dramatically over the course of time if someone is not keeping the intentional tempo. And the reason that I know that is because it has happened so many times. I mean, we obviously use click tracks and, you know, we have in-ear AVMs and stuff like that now.
Yeah.
But before that, I mean, but still everybody doesn't have those. It's just your main vocalist that even have those. So when you have a big choir, you know, they're literally following the conductor, the director, or the people that do have the click. I am known for, you know, tapping my foot to the click beat in my ear, just because that's just, I feel rhythms.
Right.
And so, but yeah, girl, that will be on a train running away real fast.
Josh is like, Jessica's not
Josh
invited.
Josh right now is sitting here. Yeah, he's listening. He's like, Jess. Oh, Jess.
He's like, okay, so she's not invited to come sing with us.
Whatever. He would love for you to come sing. Come be a part. Let's create a show choir.
Today is the Amy and Jess show choir.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that would be the top-rated podcast.
No.
Maybe we should have done that for our Christmas special.
Invite me down to do show choir.
Get with me, Jess. Jingle about.
Except I don't know how to follow directors, so I'm going to be...
This is true.
I might be offbeat.
That's your type one. You're like, I just know how to do it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it well.
I don't know. Like, I can't explain. Like, Aaron was so dumbfounded. He was like, what do you mean? Like, you don't... And I'm like, I just don't... Like, you just know the tempo. Like, I don't know. And
I love it.
So, anyway, that was off topic, but I needed to share it.
But it wasn't, because that's Christmas music as a whole. You know, you can sing Hark the Herald at 96, or you can sing it at 34, depending on who you're singing it with and who's playing the piano.
This is true.
So,
yeah,
that was Christmas related.
Yeah. I also play the piano. I play piano and I think I said saxophone. I play piano and saxophone. And like, yeah.
Jess, I am learning so much about you in this podcast.
Your girl is musical, or was.
What? You know that Josh Sullins is like that is his major instrument, saxophone.
I did know that, yes. Okay. And I would love.
I'm like, how did I not know that, Jess? Yeah.
I only played saxophone for 1 year, so I hardly claim it. Okay. But my sister played it all throughout like grade school and high school. Both of us did.
Okay.
And my dad did too, which is why we did saxophone. So.
My heart flutters.
I know. But I really want to learn piano again.
I think you should.
Can Josh teach me?
Learn a Christmas special. Yeah, Josh can teach you.
Learning Christmas music. Gross.
We hate Christmas music. I can't wait for this podcast to come out and all of my choir people at our church that listen, they're going to be like, Amy, oh my God, you're so passionate. Actually, they already know, because I talk about it all the time in rehearsals. I'm like, I hate this music. What do you love about Christmas, Jess? Do you love anything about Christmas?
I love having the Christmas tree in our living room and the lights. So like, we have a big living room overhead light, but we don't really turn that on because it's so bright.
Yeah.
And I just don't like it unless like we have guests over. So typically during the year, we just have like a lamp. And so it's like really soft lightings in the evenings.
I love it.
But then in December when we have the Christmas tree up and like, it's just a soft glow. Mm-hmm. And I love it so much.
I love that.
Christmas food. And really, when I say Christmas food, I'm thinking of like what I ate growing up. which I don't really eat any of it anymore. So
what did you eat growing up at Christmas? I am so curious because at Thanksgiving you one time ate seafood. So now I'm like, what did she eat?
Okay. So there was no seafood Christmas. I don't really remember any weird Christmas food. We did also eat the potato sausage that I mentioned at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So I had that.
I do remember that very well.
There was usually turkey and ham again. The normal sides. Yeah, like I don't really, it was just kind of like Thanksgiving again. The only thing.
Thanksgiving part two.
The only thing that I think, I mean, it may have also happened at Thanksgiving, but I feel like it was a little more Christmassy, is my grandma on my dad's mom, always made molasses cookies, which were heavenly.
Okay, so we don't like, we don't like honey cookies, but we like molasses.
Love molasses cookies. They were so soft. I can literally like, they were so soft. They like broke. Like
I love soft cookies like that.
So soft. And she made petal cake, which is, and I learned how to make it. It's called sweet petal cake, I think technically, but we always just call it petal cake. It's a coffee cake. It's a homemade coffee cake. And she taught me how to make it. I entered it into the county fair and won awards for it. So, you know, your girl can cook too.
I'm just spilling. This is my Christmas gift. We've known each other for how long? We can't even remember. And now I'm learning all these new things about you.
I know.
I'm so excited.
So it's just like you make a ball of dough. You have like yeast and make the dough. And it's just a very basic dough. And then you break it up into where you make, picture like kind of small breadsticks.
Yeah. Okay.
And you literally form it in like a circle. Round. And then it, but it's also before
it
you
peel then when you're like taking it off.
It's like, not a peel. Like you take like a chunk, like it's thick, like a breadstick, but it's before you put it in the round. I skipped a step. The best part, you dip it in butter, like melted butter.
Yeah.
And then cinnamon, sugar, brown sugar, and like tiny diced pecans. And you roll it. And then you have this, it's like a very
When are you making this for me?
When are you going to come see me next? I'll make it.
I will come now.
You're like, I'll be there this weekend.
Will you make it for me now? And I'll drive up.
Like, I think it would help that cure your cold.
Please.
Let me see if I can.
That would be magic. I literally got a medicine ball tea today because I needed some. They're so good, Jess.
Okay, if you Google, you or anybody listening, if you Google sweet petal cake coffee cake, because if you do sweet petal cake, it pulls up just like wedding cakes for some reason.
Of course.
But if you do sweet petal cake coffee cake and go to the images tab, you will see the round. There's also frosting on top of it. You also make homemade frosting with powdered sugar and
sugar,
milk.
Oh, Jess,
or maybe just water.
This looks good.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like soft and warm. And this is our breakfast. This is what we have for breakfast.
That was breakfast. Cheers.
Yeah. No joke. Like this would legitimately be our breakfast. She would make like two
on Christmas morning.
Christmas or like any of the days.
Whenever you were there.
Yeah, when we were there. Not every morning, but
we would, but a special like, morning.
All the grandkids are like, Grandma, when are we having petal cake?
Wow.
And she taught me how to make it. And I think I'm the only one. No, I think there was one other grandkid that learned how to do it. But what do you eat for Christmas?
We always make a breakfast casserole. It's like croissants. You put croissants on the bottom. And then you can mix whatever you want to the egg mixture. And you put some milk, salt, and pepper. We make that on Christmas morning. I am the only weirdo in my house that loves pineapple casserole. And so I'm...
What?
I'm I make it every, it's the only day I make it. I make it on Christmas morning and I always eat all of it, but I only make a small pan of it because Caleb will eat some with me, but
please tell me what's in this. Like, what is in pineapple casserole?
Pineapples, sugar, cheese.
What?
Cheese, butter. And then you put that in the casserole and then you toss, you smash Ritz crackers and you toss those in butter and you put it in the oven and you bake it. It's so good. But we
I'm looking at pictures of it.
Cinnamon rolls. Yeah, it's so good. Like, look at the Paula Deen recipe. That's kind of like the very similar to the one I follow. And then we always have cinnamon rolls, usually Sister Shepherd's.
Do you know the best? Wait, are they like pre-made cinnamon rolls?
Yeah.
Like already cooked?
No. Like Sister Schubert's frozen cinnamon rolls.
Okay. Do you know the best way to make cinnamon rolls? I learned this from TikTok and I did it last year. Game changer. So
they're like homemade.
Yes. Any frozen pre-made cinnamon roll. You put it instead of, I always did it like on a cookie sheet or like whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I did.
No, not anymore. Go get a pan, I think I did a round pan, like a pie pan. Put your cinnamon rolls in there and then pour in milk or heavy cream or whatever. Just do like enough to cover the whole bottom.
The bottom.
But yeah, like you don't need like an inch of milk or anything. You just need like a small little layer.
Your cinnamon roll floating down the milk tray.
Cook as normal. That's it. They are so heavenly. Like they're okay.
Well, that's what I'm doing this year. Yes.
Please try it. Let me know.
I will.
Because they're so much like softer. They're bigger. Mm. They're like moist. They're chewy. They're
gooey. They're delectable. How many more adjectives can we come up with?
Like, they're so good. So sorry to interrupt, but I needed to tell you how.
You to interrupt that because I want to know the best cinnamon roll. I know how to make homemade cinnamon rolls, but like honestly, I'm so tired by Christmas morning.
Yeah,
it's just too much and I just don't have the energy. So moms, if you do, good job. But I can't. I just don't. I don't have that kind of space in my life. And so we do that. And then we always go straight in because the kids open up their present, their PJ present. They know. I can say it out loud. They open up their PJ present the night before. And we do the annual, you know, pictures by the tree. It's in our PJs. Mm. And Josh and I get our annual picture in our PJs. And I kiss him on the cheek. And he wears a Santa hat. And we do it every year. We've had him every year. But then the next morning we get up and then we open presents. And so the fun thing is for our kids, as they have grown up, we've always done the three gift rule from Santa. Yeah. So like Santa always just brought three gifts and we did that, you know, it was a biblical concept too for us, you know, the fact that Jesus received three gifts, blah, 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 all that stuff. But it also helped us a lot because we wanted our kids to understand that like mom and dad really are the, you know, like all the gifts under the tree, the really amazing gifts under the tree. I wanted them to understand like mom and dad spent a lot of money here. Like,
yeah.
Making sure you had what you wanted. Santa's great and all, but like mom and dad over here, you know, they did the hard work. So that's kind of the rules we always followed. And then we go straight into that. And then I usually just start cooking as the day goes on. We don't have a set time for anything on Christmas Day. It's just like as it rolls. If it's 3 o'clock and we decide we want to start cooking, so be it. Like we have no set rules. And I love that. Nice. Because we live, I mean, our home has to live by like some time stuff all through the years. It's really nice to have Christmas Day to where there's no pressure to be anywhere or to do anything special. We get to do it how we want it, no matter what that looks like. So that's really the only thing that's set in stone is the breakfast. We get up and have breakfast.
We also do cinnamon rolls. We open presents right after breakfast. And we actually, so our tradition is we spend Christmas just the three of us, Aaron and our daughter. And before that, it was just Aaron and I, and we still did the same thing. So pre-daughter, our Christmas tradition was cinnamon rolls, presents, go see a movie at lunch and go to the ones where they serve food.
I love that. Yes.
And then like just come home, hang out. And then for dinner, Christmas dinner, we always do steak and mac and cheese.
Okay.
So the year my mom passed, it was 2 weeks before Christmas. I came home, like back home. It was like 2 or 3 days before Christmas. I am a zombie. Like, I'm out of it.
It's too much. Yeah.
It's too much. And Aaron was like, what do you want for Christmas? Like, what do you want to eat for Christmas? Like, I will make anything. Like, do you want Christmas food? Do you want chicken nuggets?
Do you want Chick-fil-A? We'll go buy it and we'll freeze it until like stop.
Yeah. What do you want? And I was like, I just remember being like, I don't like steak. I don't want Christmas food. Like that year, I didn't want Christmas food. I wanted steak. And then he has a family recipe of this like fancy mac and cheese. So you get the big noodles, whatever those are called.
Ziti noodles?
I think so. Yeah.
The long ones that have no grooves or anything in them?
No, they do have like lines in the noodle.
So penne maybe?
But bigger. Pasta? They're like penne, but bigger.
Oh, okay. They're like the big, big ones.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anybody that knows what those are called, tell us.
I just know it's the
big ones. We don't know. They're just big noodles.
They're just big ones. Okay. And then it's, let me see. Oh, yep. I have it right here. Oh, wait. That's, never mind. I thought I did, but
she's
that's a different.
Looking up the big noodles.
Dang, that's not the one. But then there's like ricotta cheese, sour cream, cottage cheese.
It's like a delicacy kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the right word? Decadent. That's the word.
Yes, there you go. I was like, delicacy? Decadent. Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But it had like, and then panko breadcrumbs on top.
Wow.
And there's other
ingredients. I love that y'all still do that.
Yeah.
I'm pouting my lip, but nobody can see it. I love that.
Yeah. And it's like,
I love that. That's very special.
Yeah. So obviously there's like shredded cheese in it as well. And there's some other stuff that I can't remember, but it's like a very heavy mac and cheese, but it is so good.
I bet.
And so, we started that in 2014. And I think the next year, because Christmas was also hard the following year. I mean, Christmas is still hard, but like that first or second year, I should say, was still pretty hard. And I was like, let's do that again. And then ever since now, it's like now that's our tradition and we like love it.
I love that though. I think that's what's so special about Christmas, Jess, is that your traditions, like Thanksgiving, yes, I love Thanksgiving, but everybody pretty much has a very similar tradition behind it. But Christmas is like, I feel like you can break any rule you want because it is your own family's day. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do the traditional foods, I have friends that they literally make pizzas on Christmas together. Like they get together, they make homemade pizzas together. I love that.
Yes.
And I love that everybody gets to have their own way of doing it. If you want to have tacos, you know, I have friends that do that. They make taco salads for dinner. Whatever you want to do, because what matters most on that day is that you're doing something together. Yes. And if that ends up being your tradition of doing something together, then do it, because it means you're spending quality time. And I think a lot of people miss out on that significant part, is that you can make whatever tradition you want to make, because Christmas isn't, we've commercialized it so much, but at root, that's not what it's about. It's supposed to be about the family that you have. You know, of course, for us, it's Christ being born. It's those things, significant moments that we need to stop and pause. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of times we do that until that day. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good reminder, you know, here on this podcast, even for me, as I'm saying it, is that, you know, we got to make sure that what we're making it about is really what it needs to be about. So I think that's sweet. I love that you guys keep that tradition. And that's a way to honor your mom, Jess.
Yeah.
Like that's such an honor to your mom, because, you know, it reminds you of those moments, and it's a sweet, sweet moment together that Aaron cared for you. And I love that. I love that he did that for you.
Yeah.
Makes me smile.
He's a good one.
I'm already emotional, y'all. What happens when you've been sick for a year and 5 days?
Right.
You just cry about anything. I don't think we've cried on the podcast yet anyway. I'm sure it's coming at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to come at some point.
It's going to happen, y'all. Because Jess and I, when we're together, we're either laughing or we're crying. And it's not because we're mad at each other. It's because that's just how our friendship is.
It is. It is.
We're all in.
Okay, oh, so gosh, speaking of traditions, it's not my tradition. Because as I mentioned, I don't enjoy Christmas movies. I do like Elf.
No.
And the Santa Claus.
I love Elf.
But that's about it. But yeah. Hallmark Christmas movies have become such
a staple.
And they are like part of pop culture now. Like there is merch. There is an app.
Okay, I did not know there was an app.
Oh, yeah. I was deep diving into this because, of course, I don't watch Hallmark Christmas movies. And I learned so much. And I am just fascinated by this whole Christmas movie industry, specifically Hallmark. So a little history for you. Mm-hmm. So the uninterrupted stream of like Christmas movies began in 2000. And then the separate like Hallmark movie channel launched in 2004. So like they created a separate channel for just
they saw a market for it. I mean, they created a whole channel. So,
And then on the movie channel, 5 years later in 2009, the countdown to Christmas began.
I remember that. I do actually remember that happening. I remember that.
And that year, they only had four movies. They had four Christmas movies.
But they just replayed them over and over?
I guess. Or maybe it was like one a week or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And now, on average.
There's so many.
On average, they have around 40 to 42 Christmas movies new every year.
Every year?
Every year. 40
new Christmas movies.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
There, according to IMDb, there are 431 Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh my gosh. Number one, that proves that there's a market for it. Number one.
Oh, right.
That marketing wise, that's genius.
Uh-huh.
Number two, they have to make these in like the dead of summer. Because let's be honest, they're not making them all in winter. I mean, even though they look like they are, they're not.
Right.
But number three, they all end the same way.
They do.
So and they're not having to pay script writers very much to be creative because they're all the same.
Mm-hmm. And that was something that actually is kind of on purpose almost. Like I read some articles with people who have like worked at Hallmark, or like I think one was actually a writer, and they just talked about like they like almost intentionally kind of stick to that formula.
I think it's because I will say this. I am not a huge Hallmark person. In particularly last year, you know, I had a major surgery and I was in the bed for a very long time and I didn't have a whole lot to watch. So when I had finished Friends for the third time, I decided it was time to turn something else on. And so about that time it was Christmas. And so I flipped it over and it does make you feel good. Like when you're watching it, you don't feel stressed out. You already kind of know the ending. And I know, you know, that they say a lot of times people with anxiety love to watch things that they're very familiar with. And I think that that's very reasonably why they do that, because they know that people kind of have that idea of what's going to happen, what's going to unfold. You know, the guy's going to be from a big city. He's going to float in to this girl's Christmas shop that sells Christmas toys, a big Santa event coming, and he is going to save the day by helping her rearrange the calendar to get everybody there. I mean, like literally that's what happens in every single one of them on some level. They're just set in different areas. But I think that's why I do think that's probably why marketing wise they do it that way, because it does make you feel very peaceful. Like you don't stress about what's going to happen next or are they going to end up together. You know, you always hate a movie. You always hate a movie when you want the couple to end up together and then they don't. And you just sit there and you're so angry because they did not end up together. And you're like, well, why did you make me watch this?
Yeah.
But I think that's how Hallmark has that magic, especially at Christmas when people want to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
People want things to make them feel happy, secure, cozy. you know, all those things that you love about Christmas. And so, hey, they're doing it. They're doing it. I have not watched any this year, so I need to probably go deep dive into the new, you know, 17 that they've made for the year.
Well, you can, because there's the Hallmark Movie Checklist app. So they now have an app, so you can like keep up with it. So you could do that.
You can literally check off the ones you've watched.
I mean, it says checklist. That's what it's called, like the Hallmark Movie Checklist app. So,
man. Okay. I don't think I can do that.
So there you go. But
I love them, but I don't know that I have the energy and the capability of another checklist.
These movies only cost around $2 million to produce.
Only.
Which, well, I mean, compared to like other movies that cost like $100 million, like.
Well, it's because they're set in the same old town. Yeah. They never go to the big city.
And they're done in like 15 days. They shoot it in like 15 days.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. That's how they crank out so many movies.
That's impressive. So then what they probably do is they have a certain area that they record in.
Yeah.
And they just change the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need something that's outside of that, they just visit a town that's comparable or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Something that I thought, because again, I'm not a Hallmark girly, but
I don't think I would be classified as that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even have cable, so I literally can't watch Hallmark. So
literally don't even have cable.
But something I found so interesting, and I was like, this reminds me of like business owners who have like launch calendars and marketing calendars and stuff. The year has 9 seasons, according to Hallmark Channel. So it begins with the New Year's movies, and then Valentine's, then the spring season. So they have these movies that fall into these categories.
I did not know this.
I didn't either. The countdown to summer and then summer itself are like, you know, there's an entire block dedicated to June weddings. And then, of course,
I did not know this.
I know. Then, of course, there's Christmas in July. So they play.
I did know that. I think I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Then there's autumn movies. And then the countdown to Christmas begins in October.
I did know that it started early.
It starts
early.
And
the reason I knew that is because of the surgery last year. Yeah. I remember turning it over there just to see what was on. And I was like, are these Christmas movies? Like it was very mind blowing but I think they get like really good ratings on them already.
Yeah.
For all of us weirdos that, you know, love to put our Christmas tree on Halloween night.
Mm-hmm. There was one of the movies that came out this year, A Merry Scottish Christmas, was the fourth most watched cable program for a whole week in November this year.
What?
Yeah, like they have a massive following.
Okay, now I want to go watch it. I don't even know what I just said. That might be what I'd be doing tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That might be what I do tonight. That sounds very comforting. I can cuddle up under a blanket while I edit.
There you go.
And watch it.
Yeah.
That's wild, Jess. You may record it for you and send it to you since you don't have cable.
I'm good, but you're so nice. You can send me like the Cliff Notes version. I'm sure it'll be.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to send you text by text of everything. Mary Kate just walked in the door. Here comes John Boy.
Her store is failing. How do you save the hot cocoa store?
I save it by a good Christmas season. John Boy comes in. He is a business genius. He is going to help her pick up the pieces.
Yes.
You just wait. You're going to get text.
Okay.
You did not walk.
Bring it on.
Did you know that they also have a social media page?
Just for Christmas?
Not just for Christmas, but just for movies. Like, at first I was like, okay, I went and searched Hallmark. Because I was like, okay, it's just going to be under Hallmark.
Right.
That was my original thought.
Right.
And I was like, okay, no. Hallmark is for like more of the Hallmark store and the brand. Like, okay. The Hallmark brand, great. You know, they do a great job. Classic greeting cards, you know, we know all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, it's just going to be like the Hallmark channel. And yes, they have the Hallmark channel where they promote all the movies. They promote all the stuff that's going on. And it has 1 million followers. So it is a very, very reputable. And like, they have the stuff pinned for the holiday countdowns and all those things. But then I was shocked because you actually also have a complete Hallmark movies. So not only do they have Hallmark and Hallmark Channel, they have Hallmark movies. And Hallmark movies has actually 260,000 followers.
Wow.
260,000 people watch this. In fact, Jess, there's a new movie being released on December 7th. We should get together and watch it. To All a Good Night.
All a Good Night. You want to do a virtual movie night? Watch it together?
Listen to December 21st. December 21st is Miracle in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
What?
Oh, Jess, this is fantastic. I love that it's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. What's a world record Christmas? Just to be clear.
Which is what?
A world record Christmas.
Mm. I do not know. Is that a movie coming out?
It's on November 16th. On that, I pulled up the social. Mm.
Oh, yes, I see it. A world record Christmas. I bet it's how fast they can wrap presents. I bet it's a...
Or like... I bet. The most presents.
We should have wrote a script for one. I feel like we could have...
That would have been good.
We could have wrote that like and just made a whole podcast on our script and read it out loud.
Jess and Amy. A Christmas reading.
A Christmas reading by Jess and Amy.
I looked up the world record Christmas.
Yeah.
Charlie is an autistic boy determined to set a Guinness World Record by stacking 1,400 Jenga blocks. His mother and stepfather encourage him to reach for his dream, and they all celebrate when he gets the good news that he'll have his chance on Christmas Eve. Then they organize a fundraiser so people can donate a Jenga block, and the proceeds go to benefit kids with autism. Charlie's journey to setting the Jenga world record gives them all a chance to learn more about not just about themselves, but about what family really means.
Wow. I felt that one in my heart.
That's a Jenga competition. Doesn't really scream not competition. Jenga.
When you said Jenga, I really thought you were going to say like Christmas present stacking.
Yeah, no.
But you know, can I tell you a secret? Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
I'm 100% positive he wins.
Yeah, I would bet money.
I would put money down in Vegas on old Charlie winning the world record.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
He's gonna win because it's Hallmark.
Yeah. But I'm just like, I don't think there's anything wrong with the him having this goal, but I'm like, this isn't like Christmas. No. It's just happening around Christmas.
It's just happening at Christmas.
Like,
because the Jenga block thing is not Christmassy.
Do you want to hear the plot for a Miracle in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
Yes, I do. I do, actually. There's got to be a baby that's born.
You're correct.
A baby has to be born. Oh, the hotel closed down.
Okay. Can you guess their names?
Marion and Joe.
Did you look this up?
Is that it?
Are you serious?
Please tell me that's it.
It is. Zoom can't even hear us. We're laughing so hard. Okay, here's...
I promise on my wife I did not look that up.
Successful and fierce, successful and fiercely independent, Marianne Brubeck adopts a baby girl to raise on her own just before Christmas. Due to weather, she and the baby get stuck in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania for the holidays. When there is no room at the inn, her only option is to stay with the innkeeper's brother, Joe, a quintessential bachelor who lives in a house that he treats like a barn. that he treats like a bar. Oh. What?
Oh my gosh. I cannot even, like, my brain, my mind is blown to the level that I was able to call that script.
Oh, also,
that was good.
As Marianne learns the value of community, Joe starts getting his act together with new motivation, and the two begin to see each other in a new light.
It's like the star. It's like the star was over them. It's like a tale as old as time. I feel like that's a biblical story somewhere.
I feel like I've maybe heard this before.
I've heard that a couple of times. That is so funny, Jess. Like, I cannot even get over that.
Now I want to do like another one and have you guess it as well. Let's see.
Let's see how many Amy can get right now.
Yep. Ooh.
I won't get another one right.
Okay.
You might like. Jess is on the hunt to see if I can have discernment over the names of all Hallmark characters.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Well, this one doesn't have names. Never mind.
Oh.
But it's about a small town photographer saves the life of a mysterious man.
And they fall in love.
Who may just be in town to buy her family's parkland, which is also the location of the annual Christmas celebration.
No, he cannot. He doesn't buy it. Or he buys it and gives it back to the family. Because the family probably had no money and they were having to sell because they needed to have the money for something else.
Uh-huh.
And so my guess is that he buys it and returns it to the family. And then they fall in love and they live on that land in a little cabin.
In the woods.
And she is the photographer for elks and reindeer for the rest of her life. This is the best episode we've ever recorded.
I know. For some reason, some of the movies listed, like it has on Hallmark, they have like an about page for each movie. Yeah. But then some of them like don't have the names.
They have one for each movie?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pages.
You're telling me.
Talk to us about that, Jess. Like, seriously.
Okay, so just a note on Hallmark's website. There is a lot going on. It is pretty simple, but like in the very, very top, you can switch between like Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Drama, Hallmark TV, Hallmark Wines.
What?
Yeah.
They sell wines so that you can drink them while you watch the movies.
Yes. So they have, there's just like a lot. So I don't even want to begin to like think about the setup and like
pages.
Yeah. But the one thing I don't really like about their website is like I'm on just like Hallmark Channel. I think I'm on the homepage. I'm not even sure. Mm-hmm. And it's just, there's no white space. That's the one thing I don't like.
Yeah.
So it's literally like, here's a banner and they're kind of like rotating little announcements. Yeah. And like videos, countdown to Christmas premieres, streaming on Hallmark Movies Now, more countdown to Christmas. But it's all just these big blocks after another. And there's and then like, there's basically everything on here is either like a graphic with some kind of like giveaway or whatever, or it's the movie poster, that's fine, but there's no like, there's like 5 pixels of padding between the edges of the movie posters, like because there's like 6 in a row, and the edge of the browser. And I'm like, can I have a little bit of breathing room?
Just a little space so that I can breathe and read.
Yeah,
because it's too much. It's too much all together.
Yeah, because I mean, like, so there's the rotating banner, then there's this, like, line where basically it shows, like, the TV schedule for today. So it's, like, literally right now, this is what's on. Then, like, the video and more, 6 thumbnails. Countdown to Christmas 2023, 4 thumbnails. Streaming, 4 thumbnails. Countdown to Christmas, there's, like, 6 graphics. Holiday fun, 4 graphics. Watch on Hallmark TV, 6 thumbnails, and like all of them, they like alternate colors in the background and have very little margin. And it's just
it's
a lot.
So much. It's just too much. And honestly, they're similar on their pages. Like they're not giving you a whole lot of information. They're just they're just posting a lot of content. It's just, it's just like constant content.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have a lot of followers, so they're not having to really
try very hard,
but at the same time, they're not giving you a lot of information. They're just giving you a lot of content.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
they're not giving you valuable information. They're just throwing content at you constantly to get you to like it. And they're also putting their stars in it, you know, in some of those, that content. And it's connecting to the stars and stuff like that. So, I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I would not recommend their branding and marketing
strategy. No. No,
they're obviously doing something right though, because
Mary and
Joe are getting married now. So
I did see in 2018 they brought in $600 million just in ad revenue on their movies. So
well, they don't. I don't think they need us, Jess.
I don't think they want our input.
Hear what we have to say. Wouldn't you love one of them though to reach out to us and be like, we heard what you said about,
would you be available for a consult call?
Would you? yes I would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you'll give Jess free cable for a year.
Right. But then they're gonna be like, but you have to watch us, you can't watch
so others. Jess can watch movies with me.
yep.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Jess. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
Any final thoughts about Hallmark movies or
no. I just, they're cheesy and cringy as all get out, but at the same time, they're so silly and funny and they're such an easy watch. They're mindless. That's probably the right word for it. Like, you can watch it and you can halfway pay attention and still know the entire premise of what's happening if you look up 20 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, somebody that can't watch TV directly, you know, like that all the time, that's nice. You always know what's going on. So mm-hmm. you're not missing out on a whole lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's cute, and it's especially cute at Christmas. So,
yeah.
And obviously they don't need our help on any of their marketing strategy. They're doing
just fine.
I am quite impressed with my abilities to guess those names, though. I'm still reeling over the moment. That was the podcast moment of the century.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Before we wrap up, we said we might tease out some upcoming topics.
Ooh, yes.
So in 2024, we might be talking about Costco. You like some Costco?
I love some Costco.
Publix.
Of course. Who doesn't love Publix?
Atlanta Braves.
You know that that is going to be a hot topic. If you don't know, I am a huge Atlanta Braves fan.
Huge.
That is going to quite the podcast, because Jess could care less.
I will. That Amy will be in charge of that one.
Jess will just jump on the train and ride it. Uh-huh. When it comes to branding and marketing.
Yep. Might also be talking about Crumble, Canva, Squarespace, Disney,
mm-hmm.
Old Navy, mm-hmm. Quick Trip.
God, don't you love you a QT?
I do.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Oh, I love them so much.
Yep.
So, I miss them. We don't have QTs here.
Sad days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sad day. We have racetracks.
Racetrack's not too bad.
It's not QT.
I mean, that's true. It's not, but
I will tell you, one of the things I've been told the most is people want us to deep dive into, I have been asked two or three times, are you going to deep dive into your own personal brand and life? And I'm like, you want Jess to talk about mine and me to talk about Jess's? And they were like, I think that would be so fun because y'all are such good friends. And I'm like,
Okay, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. We can do that. We also kind of semi own a business together. So
yeah,
like we can literally do hers. Mine, ours.
Yep.
Jess and I do a lot of things together, so we could break apart a lot of our lives.
We could. That could be a multi podcast.
That could be a series podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
They were like, we want to know more about your lives and like how you decided to do this in your business and stuff like that, and how you decided, like, what made you want to be a business owner. And I was like, you want to know about that? And they were like, yeah. I was like, you want us to break apart our own brands? I'm like, we could do that. We could break apart our own brands.
We can definitely do that.
So maybe Yeah, maybe we'll do a little special, maybe like a spring special or something, or like a little series of breaking apart the whole Jess and Amy world. That would be kind of fun.
I like it.
Okay. The things we've done wrong, the things we did right.
Oh, gosh.
You know, like,
that needs its own episode. The things we did
wrong would be such a long list.
That's a whole episode in itself.
I was doing everything wrong until I met Jess.
No, you aren't.
Website-wise, I was.
Well.
It's true. Just say yes. It's true.
Not everything on your website was wrong.
But I do think it would be a fun series because we have helped each other in our own professional field. So it would be kind of fun to be like, you know, these were the things I remember Jess did, and Jess would say that about me. So how cool would that be?
Well, it's on the list. Secrets.
Yeah.
Well, they already learned several things about me today.
They did. I did too. And I feel like, I mean, we're like best friends.
I know. Like, I guess I just don't go around talking about being in show choir that often.
We're gonna learn a ditty and we're gonna sing it for the people. It's gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen.
Have you told the people they can find us on YouTube as well?
You can find us if you want to watch us and not just listen to us. You can watch us on YouTube. It's true.
Watching us is even more fun.
We just sit here and laugh.
We do. It's fun.
If you're listening and you would like to get us a Christmas gift, what? Amy's like, what? First of all,
like, what are we getting?
Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes.
It's free. It really helps us.
Yes.
I promise.
And it shares the love. And if you really love us, you will. You will do it. You will review us.
And second would be to share about the podcast, like on your Instagram, tag us. I said this last episode, but if you missed it, we now have our own Instagram and it's at This Is So Nerdy. But if you want to get like real gifts, we both love Diet Dr. Pepper. So
we love Diet Dr. Pepper. We will take cases upon cases.
Cases
of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Or Chick-fil-A gift cards.
Either one. Yeah. So those are your Christmas ideas.
Sounds amazing. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Okay, great.
I'm gonna review the podcast.
Okay.
Well, I love it so much. Okay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Oh, I can't believe we're finally here, Jess.
Yay, we made
they're
it.
They're gonna get a couple weeks break and then they're gonna miss us terribly and they're gonna want us to come back.
Yep. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
That's right.